When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures of Hezbollah. the Dagestan guy that
Eric, I got mentioned. Him too. Yeah.
Did you see? Yes. It looks like a baby. Yeah. He's 20 years old, but he actually has like a child's face, and he's really short. And
I told you, he's like Benjamin Button.
He's ultimate tiny. Fighting people. He's a big hero to them. He's a little over 3 feet tall.
Yeah, so he's 5 years old.
And apparently he's from Dagestan, which is what we were talking about. So listeners are sending stuff. Eric's sending stuff.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
Folks want to go look for yourself. Yeah, he was at a Lakers game recently, and he's in a guy's lap.
See, I don't live on social media. I don't know about these kind of celebrities.
And you also don't follow UFC stuff, so.
What he works there, too?
He's very popular, it says here, in Gen Z bro universe in which UFC mixed martial arts organizations is a dominant force.
I think he's actually technically signed as like an ambassador to the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Right, oh, so. I see. Okay. an ambassador.
All right, well, it's 3 o'clock Friday, so the Moist Line will be uncorked in about less than 15 minutes from now. Two rounds, 320, 350, see what the listeners have to sound off about. We do have many mob members here to help us throw the biggest hack by far of the week, if not the year, if not the last 2 years, into the dumpster. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. We begin with a special subject now on the John and Ken Show. You probably know, because we covered it recently, the California Air Resources Board decided it's the end of diesel. Diesel. And when we talked about it, we talked about the impact on the trucking trade in California. But what about a poor ferry operation? How about the Balboa Island Ferry? Went into business in 1919. It transports cars and passengers across 800 feet of water between Balboa Island and Newport's Balboa Peninsula. Well, the new regulations from CARB require that they have to start using renewable diesel fuel this year and begin the process of converting to zero-emission engines. That would be electric. They have until 2026 to make the change, and that's just too much for them.
It's millions of dollars. They're
calling out to save the Balboa Island ferry.
800 feet of water. It's like two home runs.
This is a war on a very, very small...
walking to center field and back.
30 gallons of diesel a day for their operations.
Oh, my God. This is the cult, the California Air Resources Board. They are doomsday fanatics. They are mentally ill, and they're cruel and vicious to try to put this little company out of business here. I'm going to talk to Seymour Beek.
Yeah, he's the president of the Balboa Island Ferry behind this Save the Balboa Island Ferry campaign.
Seymour, that's welcome right to the John and Ken Show.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys quite frequently.
Well,
can an exception be carved out for you guys? That's my first question.
Well, I'm sure it can. Anything's possible, but it would take an action of the board itself to do that, and they haven't shown any inclination toward that so far.
All right, so talk about what this would cost your ferry operation to do this kind of change.
We have preliminary cost estimates that it would be about $5 million to convert all three of our little boats and put on the shore charging stations to charge the batteries. And that's if it's even feasible. We are not sure if, from a technical standpoint, it's feasible to stuff all those batteries into our boats and be able to charge them. So we're working on that.
But do you have much revenue to cover $5 million?
No. Our total revenue last year broke $2 million for the first time in our history. And we make a little tiny bit of profit off of that. we're not a big money organization. But we do have a lot of great employees, and I would hate anything to happen to them. We have about 40 employees, 12 or so are full-time. Rest are part-time.
So is this the prime transportation between the island and the peninsula?
Well, there's a bridge that goes on to Balboa Island on the opposite side of the island. And it's about from the ferry dock on Balboa Island, if you drive around via Coast Highway and down the peninsula to the other side, it's about 6 miles between the two terminals.
All right, so it makes sense for some to use the ferry then.
Exactly. A lot of people use it as a shortcut, and then there's multitudes of people that go across on foot or with bicycles who might otherwise choose to drive if they could take the ferry. So it's a net energy saving.
Oh, that's right. That's a good way. That's right. That's an emission savings.
Is the California?
Yes, it is.
Well, actually, that's a great argument. If you point out how much vehicle traffic
you save,
you
right?
save, and I bet you net out to zero emissions.
Well, you know, when CARB was considering adopting this regulation, we made that argument. We a lot of people made arguments to them, and we made that argument. And you know how much they listened to that.
Okay, that was my next question. They were aware of you. You were aware of this particular regulation. So you knew this was coming, and they knew you existed, and you already made a really good argument why it doesn't have to apply to you, because you're already a zero-emission company.
Well, I'm not very good at this, but I'll attempt to tell you what CARB's thinking is. They look at a big category of vessels called harbor craft, and that's everything that operates in a harbor, tugboats, fireboats, you know, lighters, and, you know, everything. And they have a calculation that shows that those harbor craft cumulatively use X tons of fuel and emit X tons of particulate matter. And that kills, you know, X number of people every year. So that's sort of where they're coming from.
Wait a second. And 30 gallons of diesel doesn't kill anybody.
No.
Who did you kill? Well, do they have a body? Do they have a name? You didn't kill anybody. This is
that's right. But,
nonsense.
But you see, they are looking at the big picture, the harbor craft, and we are a subset of that. Short-run ferries are a subset of harbor craft, and there are about a dozen short-run ferries in California. And CARB doesn't like to get down to the nitty-gritty and tell you how you're going to convert to electric. They just make a big sweeping rule and expect you to comply.
Have you talked with people on the CARB board or their staff?
I have talked to.
And what's a conversation with these people like?
Is it? We've talked to. Go ahead.
No. Is it like talking to cult members of some religious sect, of some religious guru? I mean, are they at all rational?
Well, they all have this common thread runs through it. It's this virtuous notion that everything should be electric. And, it's sort of a religion. You're right. But many people on the staff there have been very helpful in their own way. And their way of helping is to give us leads on to get grant funding to pay for all of this. And there is money out there, and but it's very complicated. The application process to get these grants is very complicated.
Of course it is.
And you have to have some things to show them. You have to tell them some part numbers and how much it's going to cost and where the parts are going to come from and what the lead time is to buy the parts and a lot of factual information like that that we don't have as yet. We're working on that.
This is so crazy.
I mean, what's the deadlines here for this conversion?
It's the end of 2025 at present. That's the deadline.
Well, it's not that far away.
No.
Of course they make the whole system complicated.
If you don't get an exemption and you don't get the grants, can you stay in business? Or?
Well, we're going to stay in business till then, that's for sure. Something's got to give because the little ferry business is pretty important to the city of Newport Beach. A lot of people ride it. We have about 1.5 million riders a year.
Is there anybody in the legislature, in the majority, who could sponsor a bill to give you an exemption? Well, they do that all the time in Congress.
I don't know anybody in the majority in the legislature, but our local assemblyman, Diane Dixon, has been very supportive. And she has said that she might try to introduce legislation if all else fails. To get us exempted.
If there's anything we can do to help save you,
there's change.org,
right? Right now by getting the word out to many more people. There is a way to sign a petition on. If you can go online, go to BalboaIslandFerry.com. It gives you instructions for how to sign a petition and how to send an email to CARB if you want to, and some other interesting facts.
This so infuriates me. This is just so abusive.
They're coming down on the little guy.
This is really like communist Russia.
All right, Seymour, keep us posted. We we'll get the word out too. Save the Balboa Island Ferry. This is the president of the Balboa Island Ferry, Seymour Beek. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, again, it's the California Resources Board. Who's aware of them? And says, screw you anyway. You got to go electric, and that's going to cost them so 800 feet, 30 gallons of diesel a day is all they take.
The oppression, I mean, here's a guy running a little ferry company, right? For 800 feet. And it actually saves emissions because all these people who take it don't have to drive the 6 miles and back to the other bridge to get on Balboa Island. When he said that, it's like, well, what the hell? You're actually providing a service that fits with their goals. Why would you put them out of business by making them spend millions of dollars on an electric engine for 800 feet? This is one of the nuttiest things I've ever heard. What a bunch of obnoxious bullies. They are cult members. These are religious freaks.
It says here, direct your emails to harborcraft@arb.ca.gov. I guess that's CARB's address, and it's dealing with the Harbor Craft issues. All right, we got the Moist Line next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live from 1 to 4, and then go to the iHeart app after 4 o'clock, and you can hear the whole show. We had a lot of good stuff today.
We're not done, man.
We've got more to go. A lot of good stuff to go.
We have to throw somebody into the dumpster. It's been a couple of weeks, but the mob members are back. They'll help us throw this hack into the dumpster after the news at 3:30. The vote was overwhelming by the Hack in a Dumpster Committee. It should be obvious, but stand by and find out who it is, complete with the audio that sends them into the dumpster. Now, we turn to the Moist Line. You leave your messages. It's easy to do. Use the iHeartRadio app. The little microphone icon there is one way to connect to the Moist Line. Call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
So now that the California governor says that we have to buy electric cars, I don't get it. It sounds kind of like we're being governed by communists again. What happened to freedom of speech and the right to pursue our happiness here in America? That sounds to me like... the government is going backwards. Maybe we should just have the Russians come over and take over.
Hey, if the sun is going to eat the earth, can we go back to driving diesel cars and acting like normal people?
I got scammed on my email a couple of days ago, and it said that I broke my leg and I was in the hospital, and could you please send money or a gift card? I had a number of people that went and sent $200. Some people bought gift cards. People, if you see that, delete it. Do not send money.
Joe Biden doesn't accept bribes. You're supposed to give them to Hunter.
I'm so pissed off. They're allowing foreign nationals to come across our border unvetted to do whatever they want to do. This is an outrage and should have never been allowed to take place. I'm pissed off.
Look, Jim, over the hill. Here comes the migrants.
John, you said that you would not eat cheeseburgers if they would send you to jail over it. But, I don't know. The way California's going, hamburgers might be outlawed.
You know why they're doing it. They're going to get them all housing, get them all f***ing government assistance, and then they're going to get them voting ballots on the next election. It's the only reason they're doing it.
Not only is it ridiculous because of how much money it is, but slavery was never even legal in California at any time. So it's just a stupid progressive dream.
Screw the reparations that are going on. It's completely ridiculous, out of line, unbelievable.
You know, if that vegan that you have on your show, if she ate a hamburger every now and then, she wouldn't be afraid of her own shadow.
How about PTSD standing for pink toes sucking distress or something like that?
During the phone call, probably what happened is that she provided them with her user ID and her password in order to get into her account. From there, they went inside and then processed the wire from the inside. So from Wells Fargo's standpoint, it looks like she logged into her account.
Just got back from Stagecoach a week before last. I can 100% attest to the cowboy market for Bud Light. There was a single bar that all they sold and all the signage was Bud Light. Had two pallets of Bud Light. Was the only bar that was not completely packed the entire week in the Stagecoach.
Oh my gosh, it's almost birthing person's day. Everyone make sure you thank your birth canal.
You guys never put me on your moist line. Am I not moist enough for you?
Two old farts. Biden, Trump. That's what we have to choose from in 2024. God.
Tucker Carlson and now his new platform on Twitter. Who gives a flying monkey's about what that guy's doing anymore? His credibility and his integrity have gone down the toilet.
Yeah, the animals are going to die anyways. But why have the pigs be tortured and have their tails cut off? I mean, it seems like no one gives a about the animals when they're tortured. This is the greatest country on earth, I'm told. Well, let's live up to it.
I was thinking, we had a president that couldn't stop talking. Now we have a president that doesn't even know how to talk. Maybe we should get a president that doesn't talk.
Why can't you just close the border? That's all you got to do, Biden. Close the damn border already. Yeah. Jeez.
Here's an idea, like, be a responsible pet owner and watch your animal. And better yet, don't let it jump up onto your counters and open your drawers in the first place. So what do you think is going to happen?
I hear the homeless are taking over Beverly Hill. It's so bad, in fact, I think they even named the street after it. Skid Drive.
Thank you for leaving the message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah. Deborah Mark, eat meat so you're not so anxious and worked up over earthquakes. And
the vegan. I love that. You know, it could be true. It could be that. That's I know. A lack of meat leads to anxiety.
That's why she takes her gummies. She's got too much of that going on.
I was afraid of earthquakes before I was a vegan.
All right. That's a fair argument. But maybe more meat would help you calm down from your anxieties.
No. I'm thinking the anxiety is intensifying and it's spreading. Mm-mm. No, sure. I'm very chill with my veggies. I'm a chill person, all don't right. you think? Yeah, chill, right. That's me. That's the vegan word that comes to mind, the vegan, yeah.
All right, there's more Moist Line folks ahead, but next we will throw a hack into the dumpster. John and Ken, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And now, the vegan with the news.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah. Let's get him.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in the dumpster.
Yeah. Okay, we are convening the mob. We have a target. It's Johnny Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app until 4 after 4 o'clock. iHeart app has the podcast John and Ken on demand.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Another round of the Moist Line is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Well, it's pretty simple. What is the biggest story in the country today, yesterday, and for a few weeks? It's the surge at the border and the border chaos and, of course, the old official expiration of Title 42 last night at midnight Eastern kicked off a lot more coverage of this as people are waiting by the tens of thousands at many entry areas around the U.S. Mexico. It's a 2,000-mile border, by the way. But a lot of it's being felt in Texas. We did talk earlier in the show to the sheriff of Yuma County, Arizona, giving us his experiences. It's even happening here at the California-Mexico border. And it all leads back, of course, to Biden, but underneath Biden is a puppet by the name of Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. We have some clips of this buffoon. We'll start with his appearance on MSNBC today about Title 42.
Very harmful ruling, attacking a practice that prior administrations have used. It's not new, but let me share with you what happens. First of all, the majority of individuals will be removed. When a Border Patrol facility is overcrowded, we screen and vet the individuals in our custody. And then we release them to for them to go into immigration enforcement proceedings.
He's so full of it.
He's a babbler.
Oh, that's right. They're coming in 10,000 a day. They're screening and vetting them all. Yeah, sure. Wow, what a snake.
This cut, he was on Meet the Press with that hack, Chuck Todd, on April 30th. And he was asked, because they've been saying this now for some time, the border is secure. Well, here we go.
What's the definition of secure border to you?
It is, in the context in which we are working, it is maximizing the resources that we have available to us to deliver the most effective results.
No, that's a ridiculous definition.
Oh, that's a great hedge. Saying, well, we never have enough people to cover this broad, large border, so it means we're doing the best we can.
Because we told everybody to come, and we're not enforcing any laws.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my, what a...
And here he is today on CBS This Morning Show. Gail King is asking him about these tens of thousands of people trying to get in.
But let's talk about the numbers. It does seem to be overwhelming. 60,000 migrants right now are waiting along the border, hoping to enter this country right now. What's being done to address that? And how do you respond to Speaker McCarthy?
We have had a plan for more than a year and a half. We've been executing on that plan, and we continue to execute on the plan. We knew the transition from the public health authority of Title 42, as we transitioned to our traditional immigration authorities, was going to be tough. We're ready for this time.
They're not.
They're not.
In fact, I saw a great quote from the Yuma County Sheriff we had on the show earlier. He said they didn't prepare for this at all. Nothing.
No.
He was talking about how they would have stepped up detention facilities. They would have taken all sorts of steps and actions to deal with this. They did not.
In fact, that sheriff we had on, he told us something important. There's people coming from 200 different countries, 150 different countries he's discovered just in Yuma County, 150 different countries. And he said, most of those countries, all but 15, have no diplomatic governmental mechanism to identify to us who it is we have, and they have no mechanism for us to return these people back to their country. They don't have what they call repatriation. So we can't return them to the country, and we can't even find out who they are and what record they have, and or if they're on a terrorist list of some kind, or they're criminals.
This government, this administration, as you like to say, does not care.
No.
Let's get the mob members in here and let's take care
of them.
Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The audio we'll play will be him talking about the migration and eventually telling us just how secure the border is. Here we go.
Ranking Member Portman, the entire hemisphere is suffering a migration crisis. We are seeing an unprecedented movement of people from country to country. It is not restricted to the southern border.
Right,
we are seeing an unprecedented movement of people throughout the Western Hemisphere.
Grab this
ball. It is my testimony that the border is secure.
Yeah,
we are working every day, day and night.
He's just going to keep saying that in the dumpster.
Border secure.
Hey, you know, it is my testimony. Does that mean he's under oath? Does that mean we can lock him up?
He's committed perjury.
That's right. It is my testimony the border is secure. Look at that. Took the mob, Deborah Marks spittle. Everything's in there.
Yeah. His little bald head is dripping with your spittle right now.
Well, the hack for the dumpster. Apparently, a number of media outlets are playing this down this afternoon.
Of course they are.
Yeah, okay, they're acting like, well, we're not seeing quite the chaos since the midnight expiration.
Thousands and thousands of people came over the border today. They're lying. Everybody's lying. Listen, we had, actually, covering this issue, a great show today because we had the sheriff, Leon Wilmot, from Yuma County, and he told us things that we hadn't heard before. We had Todd Benzman on at 2 o'clock for a half an hour, and he works for Center for Immigration Studies, and he writes for the New York Post and the Daily Mail, and he's written a book, and he had amazing eyewitness accounts that he didn't run into any other reporters down there. So he has unique stories. And you can hear them on the iHeart app, John and Ken On Demand, the podcast, after 4 o'clock. You should listen to both interviews.
All right. When we come back, we'll finish the show with another round of our Moistline friends. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken On Demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, by the time we return to do the show Monday, it'll be several million more people probably inside the United States.
Some could be in your basement.
Let's finish the show by taking the Moistline people for a spin. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone icon. Or call the toll-free number and drop your message there, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
They should not only arrest the guys and the spectators at these street takeovers, but they should impound the cars and confiscate them. And then they should take the cars to a junkyard and have the guy that owns it watch. as it goes into a crusher. That would be fun. That would stop it. No one.
You're right. That's what they should do. That's
you know,
right.
Every day we always share these complaints of the decisions that are being made. Well, we shouldn't complain because we're the ones to blame. We elected these people to go wherever they're going, be it local or up in Sacramento, to represent us. Now, the problem is they go up there with their own thoughts, their own agenda.
Had Hollywood and the Valley had succeeded back in 2002, I think it would have been a different situation with the homeless in the Valley now.
Newsom's track record as a critical thinker and his destructive mindset clearly says he's running for president.
Are you guys aware that we could be looking at potentially the greatest presidential debate of all time? Robert Kennedy Jr. versus Gavin Newsom?
The whole world knows that the writers are on strike. Why do we have to have a daily rendition telling us there's a writer's strike?
Yeah, I got a real problem with this Biden administration.
How many parking lots does LA County own? Where's the mayor's office building? Is there two or three empty offices in that building? You know, how many empty parking spots are in their parking lot? Let's put, you know, we just house, you know, 45 people. There's, you know, 3 or 4, 10 people can live in the same office building with the mayor. Probably get 30 or 40 people into the parking lot. There you go.
I have a question about this Inside Safe program. Now, once these tweakers get permanent housing, who the f*** is going to pay for that?
Oh, you Biden voters are really going to regret this.
I think Trump should not run again because the opposition will attack him and tie him up in court, and he will not be able to perform his duties properly as president, period. And of course, Biden should not run again.
I'm just so tired of everybody running around blind. I think they all need to go get their f***ing eyes checked at the laser eye center that you guys keep recommending, because they don't see homeless people everywhere, people using drugs in public, naked. It's disgusting. We need to open up mental facilities and start putting these people in there. That's what needs to get done. Like, stop running around blind, people.
Welcome to the United States border. Here's a tent for you, some free medical care for you, some food stamps for you.
Thanks a lot, old Joe. You forgot to lock the gate at the border.
Ex-Californian here, so glad I can still listen to you guys in the podcast. Fled to South Carolina, and I really miss being told what trash can to use, when to do my laundry, and which days to water my lawn. But what I really miss is John saying grand poobah. John, can you please work that in more often?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang
grand
up.
Poobah. Yeah, you did say that occasionally, right?
Yes. Was that from the Flintstones?
It was, yes.
Yes.
Whatever that club you belong to.
Yes, I have to go back to mentioning the grand
poobah. That's right.
That just endlessly entertained me when I was a kid. A poobah.
All right, there's your Moist line, 1-877-MOIST-86 for your messages.
Conway's here. What was the name of the Martian in the Flintstones? The Great Gazoo. Yes.
Oh, that's right, the Great Gazoo.
Do you know who voiced that?
Who?
Harvey Korman. Is that right? I didn't know that.
If
you go back and listen to it, we'll play a little on the show. It's Harvey Korman.
The Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo. I think that's Johnny Carson doing.
It did sound like Johnny Carson.
The young people are like, wow, I hope he does more of that. All right.
Mention more people you've never heard of.
All right. Here's another one. Alex Michelson. How about that?
He has a big name.
Yes, he's coming on with us. Vanessa, she used to work in the newsroom here at KFI. Now she's a big writer on the Queen Latifah show. So we'll come and talk to her. You know, she'll talk about the strike.
And she's going to be back in the newsroom again soon.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And then Billy Ray, who was on the negotiating team for the Writers Guild for the last three strikes, he has some inside information at 6:30. We have one of the guys who's on the inside with the Writers Guild strike coming on.
All right. So, very good.
Well, something for everybody, John and Ken.
All right. It's a big ding-dong night.
Ding-dong with you. That's right.
Yeah, love it.
By the way, how often do you get your hair cut? I had a problem today with that. How often, Ken, do you get your hair cut?
Wow. You put me on the spot. 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. You have a standing reservation?
John Cobalt's more like 1 year, right?
Yeah. I'm with John. I think it's like every 9 months.
I get a little shaggy sometimes. He waits until enough people pick on him. But
a buddy of mine said that most guys have a standing open.
Is that right?
They go every 8 weeks. And they make an appointment when they leave.
It's never come up in conversation with a guy, but...
I used to go to that place, Fantastic Disappointments. You ever seen that place?
Fantastic Disappointments.
Used to take the kids there, yeah.
That's right.
It didn't always go well. All right, Conway's next.
There we go.
Ding dong.
Crusher with the news.
Let's roll around.
Yeah. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.